It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. As I was coming along the street, someone handed me this announcement. Just read it to you. It says, Joe Negri invites you to a demonstration of television equipment at Joe Negri's music store. And then down here, I guess it shows some of the equipment that he has. I thought it would be nice just to go over there and see what this television equipment was like. Would you like to come with me? Good. Let's go to Joe Negri's music store. Come along. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Good. Hello.
Hi.
I saw the leaflet about the TV equipment. I just wondered if I could see it.
Sure. Joe's showing some customers the equipment. Go right back.
Thanks, Debbie.
Yeah, I'd like to. Well, thank you very
much.
Thank you
so much.
Okay.
Hello.
I'll let you know about it. All right. Bye. Hi, friend.
Joe, I wanted to see this TV equipment that you're advertising.
It's all over here, and people are so interested in it, Fred. Those two ladies want to use it for a karate class.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Is this it?
You can use it for just about anything. This is the recording part of it.
Where do you see the picture?
Oh, well, the picture, you see it over there on that, which is, you know, looks like a regular TV set and a monitor. But this is just like your regular tape recorder, except it takes the pictures as well as the sound.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and this is the camera.
Okay, could I move it?
You sure can. It just rolls around very freely. You can just walk with it, walk anywhere you want to go.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of aim it at whatever you want to take a picture of. Now that you have your hand on, that's something to either get a close-up or to pull back. It's called a zoom. You can get real tight on something and very close to it.
Why don't you sit in the chair and then I can make a...
You want to be the cameraman?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Wait a minute. I have to get my microphone.
How do I do this now?
There's the microphone. All right. Now let's see. Why don't we do something? I'll get my guitar, okay?
All right.
Now, let's push the mic down a little bit.
All right.
Okay. Oh! Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I'm forgetting something.
What?
I've got to turn the recorder on.
Oh, well, are you all set to make a kind of a program?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do something. Let me turn the machine on.
All right.
Okay. She's running now.
I'll give you a cue as to when to start.
Okay. Hello. It's really nice to be on the television show here, and we'd like to start off with maybe a little song. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you. Are you moving around?
Yeah, but I want to get very close on your face.
On my face?
Yeah.
You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you.
Good, now I'm going to get very close on your hand.
It's fun.
Nice.
Okay.
Can we see it now?
Yeah, let's see it. Wait up. Stop the machine.
Now,
come on over. I have to rewind it first. see what pictures you took.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, turn on the monitor over there.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Got it?
Yeah.
All right, now I'll turn. My friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you.
Close ups of my
like
hand.
You, my friend, I like you. Are you moving around?
Yeah, but I want to get very close on your face.
On my face?
Yeah.
You are the only one.
It's hard
one
to keep
like
it in focus,
you
know.
Like you, my friend, I like you.
Good, now I'm going to get very close on your hand. See?
It's fun. With practice, though, I think, you know, almost anybody could learn to operate one.
I really like that.
Nice.
Okay. Can you see it now?
Yeah, look.
There.
I got an idea.
What?
Why don't I operate the camera, and you do something, and we'll take some pictures of you.
Okay, fine. Let me see. What should I use?
Play the accordion.
Yeah, I'll do the accordion.
I thought you played the accordion.
Oh, sure. In that variety show, I did the accordion.
All right, you get here on the stool, and there's the mic, and let's see. I'll turn the machine on now before I get back to the camera. Just have it running. How are you coming? You about set?
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I think I'm running.
I got you there.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to take a close-up of your hand. Whoop. There you go. Over to the other hand. Let me see your face. Let me a nice big smile. Go on. Oh, coming in real close for a close-up. Oh. Okay.
Can we see it now?
Yeah, we can see it. Just a minute. I'll rewind it, and then we'll turn on the monitor.
I should practice this more.
All right. What did I do there? There we go.
We see it?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You are?
I'm afraid I wasn't very good for the camera. Over to the other hand. I was trying to get the bass hand.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see your face. Let me a nice big smile. All right. Oh, coming in real close for a close-up.
I like that machine, Jeff.
It really is. It's a lot of fun to operate.
Well, you could use it a lot in teaching and all sorts of things. It's really not a toy, is it?
No, it's really not a toy. It's quite good, though. I think you could get a lot of valuable use out of it.
I must put this back.
Here, I'll take care of that. I'm going to stay in here and fix up the machine, so you can see yourself out, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for
coming
by.
Have a good day, Jeff.
So long, Fred.
Chrissy and Terry.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, what are you girls doing?
We're looking for music for a surprise.
A surprise? What kind of a surprise?
We're going to have a puppet show for our grandma and grandpa.
A puppet show? Would I be able to come?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to. Will you let me know when?
Yeah, we'll let you know when.
Okay, Chrissy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Well, how'd you like the TV equipment?
I liked it very much.
Good.
Joe made up a program, and I made up a program.
Oh, good.
Put it right on tape and watched it.
Oh, that should have been good.
These sisters are planning a project.
I hear.
Yeah. See you
Bye-bye.
Later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
was fun, wasn't it? I like to see new things like that. You know, Chrissy and Terry are planning a puppet show for their grandma and grandpa. You know, grown-up people like to help children the way children like to help grown-ups. But sometimes children would rather do things themselves. Or help each other, the way Chrissy and Terry are doing. You can often tell when people want you to help them, if you look and listen carefully. It's true. And looking and listening is something that you can do with television, too. Let's just make believe that Lady Elaine and Lady Aberlin are working at MGR TV today. Let's pretend that Lady Elaine is just finishing her news program and Lady Aberlin is running the camera.
You can be sure that everyone had a wonderful time because it was all so natural. Well, that's the bare news of the moment. Now, friends, I want you to take a very close look there. That's exactly what I want. A very close look at this beautiful painting. And think about it. Think about it lots. I think it could use a little music behind it. Oh, perfect. Just think about it. Lizzie, pull back a bit, will you? Show the folks the whole thing. Oh, that's perfect. Just beautiful. Well, folks, we'll be back shortly with more wonderful programs. Oh, my, this television business. Really great. You're doing great yourself, Aberlin.
Oh, Lady Elaine, thanks. You too. I love to run camera.
What'd you say?
I love to run camera.
That's a good idea. Run camera. Run with the camera. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new program for you. It's called Run with the Camera. Take it away, camera woman.
What do I do?
Just run with it, you know. Back and forth and back and forth. Just run. This is it, friends. New program. Run with the camera. Perfect. Oh, nice. Doesn't she do it well? Yeah, she's our camera woman.
Can't do it anymore.
Well, just settle down. Just settle down. Wait a minute. I'm going to take this painting away now. We'll look at it again, friends. That's it. Just take it easy. All right, friends. Here's a public service announcement by a private servant. You're on, Edgar.
I'm not sure I can do it.
Oh, Edgar, just be yourself. You'll be fine. I'll be right here with you, okay?
That's right.
I'll give you some chords and the guitar.
Negri will be with you.
All right. I'll try.
Okay, here we go now.
I'm happy to have this opportunity to bring you this...
An announcement.
This announcement. If you have any kind of trouble, just write a picture postcard or call on the telephone, and I will help you. I am a public servant of his most...
Exalted.
Oh, his most exalted King Friday the 13th.
You mean you're going to help people with all their troubles?
Why not? I'm no help to myself. I might as well help someone else.
Well, as long as you're handling other people's troubles, you might as well start right here and now.
Well, what can we do for you, Lady Eberlin?
Well, I like running cameras, but I've been running this camera for hours and hours and hours, and I'm tired. What do you suggest?
I suggest you take a rest.
But I need a camera person. I mean, we have to stay on the air here.
Well, I could try running it for you for a while.
Well, I like to run it. It's just that I wish that I could run it sitting down.
How about a rolling camera attachment to sit on?
What's that?
I'll make you one.
How?
Well, I'm a handyman. You wait right here, and I'll be right back with your rolling camera attachment.
Great. Okay?
Beautiful. So you see, well, thanks, Edgar. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we even solve our own problems here. Just write or call. We're glad to help. Thanks, boys.
Hey, Lady Elaine, I'm here to start my program.
Oh, good. Well, now, all you people who ever wanted to fly, here's your chance. We've got a bird who will do it for you. Here's our next program called Flying with X.
Thank you very much, Lady Elaine. This is a program called Flying with X. Now, you see, some people fly this way. Just a minute, please. This way. Okay? And some people fly this way. This is a helicopter. It goes up and down like that. All right? And some people fly this way. But I'm going to show you how to fly just by using your own wings. Now, stretch out your wings and start to flap them real hard. Like that. Okay? Did it work? Are you flying? Are you flying with X? Well, if you are, I hope you have a good time, because that's your lesson for today. Goodbye, everybody.
Nice. Yeah. Some people fly and some people don't. I guess that's just the way it is.
Lady Evelyn, Lady Elaine, here it is.
Handyman Negri.
Your rolling camera attachment.
Oh, beautiful.
Mean I can sit on it?
Yes, you sure
and
can.
Still move?
That's right. You can move. You can move and you can turn around, too.
Great, I love it.
Nice, Betty.
You like that? You like
that? Lizzie Eberlin on her rolling camera attachment.
Well, let's try it with the camera.
Yeah. Rolling camera attachment.
Oh, really works, handyman.
Oh, thank you.
Ready.
Thanks
so much.
Hmm.
Oh, just like flying.
I guess so. You two are handy people, I'll tell you. Both of you. You're a handy man, she's a handy lady.
Let's sing about it, okay?
Yeah, all of us.
A handy lady and handy man take care of lots of things. A handy lady and a handy man on museum TV that swings.
A handy lady and a handy man take care of lots of things. A handy lady and a handy man on museum TV. Museum TV, museum TV that swings. Yay, to you, beautiful.
Thank you.
handy people helping each other. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. It's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely?
Mrs. Young asked me to deliver this to you. She said you're expecting it.
Oh, it must be the film of the school where Chrissy goes to the third grade.
That's it.
Would you have time to watch it with me?
Well, I'll take time for that.
All right, come on in.
All righty.
We saw one about a kindergarten yesterday, and she told me that if she could find one about the third grade, she'd send it to me. Thanks. Let's look at this film of the third grade at the school where Chrissy Thompson goes. Your granddaughter.
Are you
going to
report on PETA?
Do you want to hear the name of it?
Yeah, I want to hear it. Archaeopteryx.
You got to repeat on that.
Not today.
Mm-hmm. What you going to do today in that lecture class?
I think we're going to work with the light bulb.
I hope I get to use that experiment on it.
Yeah. What are you going to
do? Like?
What are you going to do, Steve? I'm going to play.
Let's sing a bright melody, one just as gay as can be. Let's sing a bright melody to start the day. Isn't it pleasant to sing?
Because he nests in another bird's nest, and then as soon as it has its babies, it runs away, and then the other bird comes back and takes its place and raises it.
Over in the meadow in the shorter grass, you'll see the lazy cowbird pass. They walk and stalk around where cattle are. These birds abide, they lay their eggs in any nest, and other birds say, oh, what a pest.
Brian!
Come here, kid!
Let's come on, Brian, do it!
As you get to try to bomb me.
Right back! Careful! Alright! Do you remember yesterday when we were talking about electricity?
No.
Yep. We said that there were two kinds. Static electricity and current electricity. Uh-huh. What did we say was a kind of static electricity?
Yeah.
Brian?
Lightning,
that's right. That's one kind.
It doesn't, Meg.
What?
It doesn't get it up.
Yeah. It gets hot, though.
It gets hot.
Wait a minute, you guys. That was from off of there. It means these kids.
So it gets
hot.
Just got hot. The battery
hot.
Puts the electricity in it and it makes the wire get hot.
The name of my bird is the Baltimore Oriole. It's medium size like the robin, and colors are black, white, and orangish yellow.
Sit down, Ricky.
Does it have any markings on its face?
Stripes on its wings.
Explain what kind of feet you think it has.
They're perching feet.
All right.
Right here.
Singing a comical song, a song. The road that I traveled was long, long, long. And so I just kept singing along, singing along, along.
So those are some of the things that people do in third grade at school.
Right. Now, some children go to special schools if they need extra help with their hearing or their seeing, or they're walking.
Or they're learning.
Right. And sometimes Chrissy needs help to get through her school day. But all children need help sometimes.
Mr. McFeely, all grown-ups need help sometimes, too.
Well, that's for sure. Oh, well,
thank you, and thank Mrs. Young for that.
Did you see that?
Yes, I have one. In fact, we went over to Negri's and saw the demonstration. It's very interesting.
Well, I hope to, too. Well, back from my visit with my grandchildren, and speedy delivery to you.
Have a good day, Mr. McFeely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
There's a proud grandfather. He loves his grandchildren. They have important times together. They do things together. They talk about important things together. Just the way you and I do. Would you sing the good feeling song with me? You know how it goes. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being you. Whether you're in kindergarten or third grade or no grade at all or any grade at all, I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.